Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Excited because I'm finally joined by some wonderful people from the band Ivy. I've got James here. Say hello.
Hello. Good to be here.
And yeah, I'll just leave the other one.
Hello.
But yeah, if you don't know, which you should, Ivy is an alt-rock band. They've been making their way through the scene of Ōtīpōti for a long time, probably around, though they started in school, it's probably been around 3 years since they've been in, 5 years, 5 big years. But yeah, every single time I see them at a show, the conversation at the end of it is always, okay, when are they going to make it big and how's it going to happen? So I'd like to start, James, do you think you're going to make it big?
Great first question, Jono. Thank you. I sure hope so. That's plan A for all of us in the band.
Nice.
Sort of doing side hustles to tie the loose ends at the moment, and yeah, crossing our fingers that we do make it big. So yeah, that's kind of what the single and everything after that will hopefully bring for us. But yeah, we've got a long way to go. So
yeah, we'll see. Well, the current single is Loon, which is coming out tomorrow, August 1st. So if you haven't pre-saved it already, I know what you need to be doing. But yeah, what's kind of the main inspiration behind that one?
Loon's kind of it's a bittersweet song. It's sort of refers to the over-familiarity with Dunedin and our surroundings. It's been a really great spot for us to write and record music and have ideas and be creative, but when you're sort of trying to go overseas, obviously we're so far away from the rest of the world where most of the global music scene is, it can be quite isolating. So Loon kind of describes the feeling of just being stuck in the place that you love, but the place that you know you need to get out of, ultimately. Yeah.
Definitely, because you're born and raised in Ōtīpōti, is that true? Or?
Most of us, yeah. I'm the only one that was not born and raised in Dunedin. Yeah, I won't tell you where I'm from.
we'll let them guess.
Mysterious.
But definitely. So where was the song produced? Where did you get it done?
We got it recorded at Seaward Sounds in Port Chalmers by Tom Bell and Rory Hum. Who was the engineer there as well?
Is that of Chicks Hotel?
Yeah, so Chicks? Tom used to own, well, not own Chicks, but he used to have the studio there, and he had to move it to the Masonic Lodge in Port Chalmers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 7 of the songs were recorded there. One was done at Sublime Studio, and one was done at Spaceland Studio with Sam Healy way back in, 2022? Start of 2023.
Which one was that?
That was Heartless.
That one was done
a long time ago. And
it
it's been out for
sad to lose Spaceland. I haven't been in a band here, but like I know it's a bit of a rough spot with that, because you used to practice there. Was that the main spot?
That was more a main recording spot. So the first EP we put out, the first 3 singles we put out as well, were all done there. And yeah, it is sad, but it kind of is a reflection of the Dunedin music scene, unfortunately. Just not enough is being done to keep these places open for artists and creators, which is sad, but I think the council's got a plan. I've been seeing in their little Dunedin news leaflets.
What am I missing? What are they?
They've got a music committee now with local musicians. A guy called Carl Brinsden from local band Saurian is on the board. I know that. And yeah, they've got some real diehard musos on that committee that I think will stand up for the interests of musos in the city.
Yeah, though you've been around it during school, it seemed like kind of the uni crowd was what kind of kicked you off. Do you notice what are the main differences between the uni and the locals in terms of just like, I don't know, music scene?
Interesting question. The uni scene, I think, is a lot more based in interest in the gig on the night, and then the local scene, I feel like you can gain more of a sort of cult following from doing those gigs, say at the Crown or at community centres or doing all ages gigs at Yours, things like that. But I mean, the uni scene was fantastic for us. It's kind of what, I don't know, cemented us as like a band in the scene in the first place. So definitely owe a lot to the uni music scene. But yeah, I kind of wish for more integration between the two, and I would urge students to go check out the other music venues in Dunedin as well, not just U-Bar and Dropkicks.
Well, because the kind of famous thing of Dunedin is it's quite hard to sell a ticket in advance.
Mm.
Is that true for you?
Can be true. We've had gigs that have sold out before the show, and we've also had gigs where we've sold no tickets before the show. It's so hit and miss, and it ultimately depends on how well you promote your gig or hype it up to the people. But yeah, it definitely can be hit or miss.
And I, from what I understand, a music video is coming out alongside this. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, go on. Since we're here, we might as well. So we flew down a wonderful videographer called Jack Marlin from Wellington last weekend, and we managed to get two music videos done in one day, which was, it was good going. So we'll have videos for the next two releases, which will both be out in August. So I won't give you too much detail about those.
Don't need to push you too hard.
Yeah, we've got two music videos on the way, well and truly.
Have you got any music videos from any of your older songs? What made that change now?
I don't know. We felt that now was a better time than ever to get some video content done. Because we're really trying to go for it and make music our career. And realistically, the only way you can do that is by having high-quality video content on your socials and things that you can send off to, you know, radio stations and magazines and things like that. So it was just the right time. And our friend Jack was just really, really eager to do it. And it all just fell into place and worked out.
Love it. And since you started, what is, from this, your older releases, your older set of singles and the EP, what is kind of the main difference from now to then?
Creatively, I would say, the way we wrote the songs is the main difference. And also the way we recorded them, the way we produced them and had them mixed. A bit of edge, less sort of surfy, poppy, and more alternative. We're trying to lean into less conventional methods of recording and different ways to make a guitar sound like something else rather than just a guitar. Jesse wants to speak, so I'll let him grab the mic.
Just say one thing, I feel like just getting a little older as well, maturing into the music a bit. Just kind of growing up and realizing what you like, instead of just kind of going with the norms of what everyone else likes, you know, finding your own sound. So that's all I'll say.
Totally. That is exactly what we've done recently, I think. We've slotted into the groove of our niche and our sound, and I think that's been a really long process, but it's been super natural and an organic process, and it was one that we had to go through, and still going through it. It's bound to change.
Well, it's easy to slip into surf rock as any starting band. I don't know many bands that have started without surf rock, really.
It's true.
It's the surf rock ran. Spacey Jane ran. Walk so you could run.
Yeah, exactly. It's so true. So true. You need to soak in as many ideas as you can from all different kinds of genres. And your art just is a product of your surroundings and what you soak in. So I think we've just grown up and soaked in a lot of different things, which has really shaped our sound today.
So your last single was called The Trees. I understand there's a song in your new album called Tall Grass. The song's called Loon. Do you like plants?
And the band's called Ivy.
We're environmentalists.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we are greenies. Yeah, we love the planet and want to conserve nature. Yeah. But yeah, as I said just before, your music is a product of your surroundings, and we grew up in Dunedin, we're surrounded by the most pristine nature that you could possibly see, so it's bound to have an impact on our music.
Definitely. My number one gripe, when someone says, "Oh, Dunedin's a shit hole," I say, "You don't know what you're fucking talking about."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think they'll be referring to Castle Street and Leith Street, which arguably is more of a reflection on the culture of the people that come to Dunedin to study than Dunedin itself.
Mm.
So yeah, that's an interesting point, and I think the people that make that point are usually not from Dunedin.
Yeah. And if they say that and they're here, that's a big problem.
So true. They can stay away.
But yeah. I think it might be... Are we happy to give it a play?
Yeah.
Give it a spin?
Let's do it.
Give it a first listen. I will ask, Shoma, how long have you been sitting on this one?
This one, probably... I mean, it's been... The recording's been finished for about 6 months.
Mm.
And we started writing it probably a year ago, maybe just less than a year ago. Mm. So this is one of the newer ones on the album.
Yeah.
So yeah, we thought we'd put our best foot forward and start off with a bang, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I did say I was about to play it, but I had another thing I wanted to talk about. So
oh, yeah. Sucks. Go for it.
What was it like? Because the first time I heard it, and the first time I think a lot of people heard it, was at your orchestrated event, which, for those if you don't know, which you should, Ivy did one of the gigs of the century down over at Eric's, and yeah, played with an entire bloody, was it the Dunedin
Youth Orchestra?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, what was that like? Kind of playing it for the first time, like.
Playing it or with the orchestra?
You can answer both.
Well, playing Loon was fantastic. We didn't have the orchestra backing us for that specific song. So I personally wasn't thinking about it that much. I was thinking about sort of the next song when we had to play with the orchestra and how I was going to focus on that and do that. But it was an incredible day, crazy experience, and... It's been a dream of mine and Jesse's to play with an orchestra. I remember saying in year 13, and Jesse was in year 12, like, one day, man, we'll play with an orchestra just like Pink Floyd. And then, yeah, we did it. Obviously not in the Coliseum or wherever they played it, but it was close enough. But it was a really, really emotional day.
Yeah.
Playing a lot of songs that had a lot of emotional weight with an orchestra as well, and a packed out room. It was overwhelming. With
everyone you probably knew, I imagine, was there, and everyone they knew.
Yeah. Jesse?
Oh, I was just going to say, I feel like with an orchestra, it was a chance to kind of hear the songs reach their full potential, because you can only kind of bring so much as sometimes a five piece. Especially with the more orchestral songs, naturally.
Mm.
So with the orchestra, it kind of just added that extra depth, which I can't even describe what that was like. But I was low-key too nervous to be enjoying the moment. Like, it's going to vomit on the stage. So it was really nice to appreciate it, I think, after the event. But to play Loon is always pretty fun. Like, it's good. Good.
Definitely.
Lots of fun.
Definitely. Yeah. I did find it at the event myself, just to make it about me.
Because
that's what we're all here for.
Yeah.
But it did feel like it was a completely different Ivy gig. Like, it was the same songs that we know and love, but instead of there were banging heads, but it was more like a stand there in awe, like, type event. And I think you achieved it.
Thanks, John.
Two cars.
Anyway, just said keep tuning your horn.
Yeah, go on. Don't stop.
Anyway, just to quit this circle jerk here. I'll be playing Loon from Ivy. Check it out tomorrow on Spotify. Yeah, thank you so much.
All streaming services. Yeah.
Oh, not music. Just. And would you ever? Oh, I don't know.
No.
Would you ever consider putting it on a physical medium?
It's happening.
Yeah.
Just wait on it. Yeah.
Okay. We love to hear it, and you'll love to hear this. This is Liam. Bye, Ivy. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Jono.
Thanks, GC. Thanks for joining me.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.